A state panel finalized new rules last week that opened the door for college graduates without education degrees to get teaching jobs in Indiana schools. It's an idea few students or professors in the state's colleges of education can stomach. But those who support the rule changes, known in shorthand as REPA 2, say Indiana's traditional teacher standards focus too much on preparing teachers how to teach and not enough on having expertise in the subject areas they'll be teaching. State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes dropped by the Indiana University School of Education to see what skills future teachers are learning.
A few dozen students gather around tables and trifold presentation boards in the School of Education's sunlit atrium. It's finals week in Bloomington, and these are final presentations for these students' special education class, a class that's more about method than subject matter. Take the research of elementary ed majors Tara Lynn Hilligans and Chad Rogeman. They skipped the poster board and made a video with some nice campy music on how a teacher should handle a student with ADHD who's not paying attention in class. Here's the scene. A teacher is leading a reading lesson, and one bored student with ADHD is tapping his pencil, distracting everybody, when the teacher asks a question. So the ADHD student is clearly lost because he wasn't paying attention. But instead of admonishing the student, Hilligans demonstrates a more effective teaching method.
She will call on a student and have that student kind of explain it so that way the student gets the information.
Charlie, make sure you are paying attention. Who can tell Charlie what the setting of the story is?
This is just one of a range of teaching methods students are demonstrating during their finals presentations. From a teaching strategy that enables kids to learn from each other, to techniques for teaching students with dyslexia to read. Even some of the education school's sharpest critics say teaching methods are important. That said, there's something lost in all this talk of pedagogy, they say.
No matter how good your pedagogical skills, it is simply not possible to be an effective teacher if you do not know the subject you are teaching.
That's the Indiana Chamber of Commerce's Derek Rettleman testifying before the State Board of Education last month, just before the panel first okayed the REPA 2 package. Under the new rules, anyone with a bachelor's degree who can pass a test, complete on-the-job training, and earn high evaluation marks can hold down a teaching job. Sandy Jacobs tracks teacher preparation standards for the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says REPA 2 is a positive step toward opening a new route into the teaching profession for non-traditional applicants.
Our student achievement isn't where we want it to be, and we have clear research evidence that tells us how much teachers matter to student achievement, so it's only logical that we're going to look at teacher preparation.
State education officials say schools need the flexibility to hire the teachers who have little formal education training, but a lot of content area knowledge. That doesn't sit so well with IU junior Tara Lynn Hilligans.
I don't doubt that these people are knowledgeable about their subjects, but I just don't know if they should be teaching it.
IU School of Education administrators resent the implication that their students don't have mastery over the subject matter. They say an education major studying to teach math, for example, takes many of the upper-level math courses a math major does. But beyond that, IU Special Education Professor Teresa Ochoa says subject matter experts don't know how to craft a lesson to meet the needs of the learner, to be able to recognize when a lesson isn't working and change things up on the fly.
A teacher with only content knowledge is going to miss all that, and they're going to insist on going with their lesson plan, basically, and the class isn't in tune. The class is completely lost, and so that's pedagogy. That's not content.
With the new licensing rules on the books, it now falls to State Superintendent Glenda Ritz to implement them, even though she said during her run for office she opposes them. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.